Time for part two with Steve at Indian Country Sports and Lots. And we're going to pick up where we left off and talk about the fishing at the Falls River. And this is a continuation from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. All right, so let's switch over and talk about the river fishing, because I still am getting phenomenal fall steelhead fishing reports. What's going on the Falls River at the mouth and in the river?
Still some every day.
No
people
kidding.
Who are fishing it are getting a few every day, but there is only a handful. They are fishing some crawlers. They are fishing, of course, MEP spinners, Panther Martin spinners, Right Stuff, hardware, and a few off the dock yet, and even a couple of boats out this weekend.
You even saw some boats still in the water.
We got to watch out our window this weekend. We got to watch one of the... I've always said out my window, if you know where my store is, I said, world's funniest home videos, if I would have recorded everything I've seen in front of a marina over the years, I would have won the money and I wouldn't even be fair, because I would take it hands down. Watched a boat come here this weekend, pulling up, going to put his boat in the marina. His buddy is coming up behind, and they're going to laugh when they hear this, because they know I've seen it now. All of a sudden, they're banged into each other. It didn't look like it did any damage, but stepping out of the truck, one fell over a little bit later. They both ended up falling over the parking lot, and they even checked out the boat ramp first just to see that they could get back up it if they would launch the boat, and they did. But they're out there fishing in the snowstorm out there in the boat.
But they both took a digger, though, huh?
All three of them did. All three of them did. Furs all over, they all did.
All right. Well, tell us what kind of fishing is going on inside the actual lake itself. I mean, are taking boats out there still.
There's a few. Now it's rolling again. There's a big sea with this, you know, storm that went by us. And I'm sure there's a few days that no one's going to get out again in a boat. But if it calms back down,
yeah,
I'm sure they will.
And you didn't get near the snow they were predicting either?
No, we didn't get even an inch last night. It missed us just about completely.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, we didn't get much. Did Marquette get it?
About 2-3 inches, maybe 4 inches, maybe.
Yeah, inch at most. No, we're pretty close to bare ground yet.
Wow. Yep. So no snowmobiling yet there.
A few, but they're going to melt the snow with their skags sparking off. Yeah, it's not good yet.
All right. Anything else you want to finish up with?
No, I guess not. Everything is going like normal here. We do have new owners in Indian Country Sports, and we have a welcome grand opening tomorrow from 10 to 4 o'clock to meet the new owners. So
there you go. Stop by and say
hi.
It's
all good here.
Well, Steve, we're glad you're going to be hanging around for a little bit in the transition, and we'll give you a call next week, huh?
All right, Adam. Thank you.
Thank
Goodbye,
you for
everybody.
Your time.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Steve Koski, Indian Country Sports and Lots, and this is The Outdoor Show.